Alarm 101.3.
101.3.
You're waking up with Tony and best-selling author, newspaper columnist, and motivational speaker, Pam Sherman.
The Suburban Outlaw on Warm 101.3.
So this is a really tough day.
Yep.
It's funny. It's actually my mother's birthday, 9/11.
Oh, is it really?
And I'll never forget. We were in New York for a romantic night away, my husband and I.
Yes.
We were moving up here, and we decided to get away because a good friend of mine was opening a cabaret act, Shauna Hicks, on September 10th, 2001. It was a magical night. I actually met people from Rochester that night. Yeah. The woman who owned the Nut House
on Monroe Avenue.
And I was so worried about them, these two ladies, Marcia Stern and Maddie Rubens, and because they gave me their card and they said, when you move here, we couldn't get home to Washington. We couldn't get out of New York. We saw everything. So I was, I feel like while I didn't live there, and even though I lived in D.C., I was right there. And I will never forget calling them after everything sort of settled down to make sure they got out. And they had left on an early morning flight back to Rochester and were able to, it just made me realize how lucky I am to, be where I am.
Yeah.
It almost made coming to Rochester, I was like, wow, this is a small town where people care about each other.
Yeah.
But I felt that way about New York.
Well, New York is a series of a bunch of small neighborhoods back to back. That's what it's really not a big city.
Yeah, my brother-in-law couldn't get back to Staten Island, so he stayed at our hotel room. The GM at the hotel we were staying down on, like 20th Street, said, please don't give up your room. I don't think you're going to get out of here. I'm going to hold it for you till 3 o'clock because I think we're going to need these hotel rooms. Like, what a nice man.
Yeah.
And my husband said, no, we're going to try and get home. Mm. And we couldn't get home. And the next morning somehow we heard the trains were starting to run.
Wow.
5 a.m. we left and walked to Penn Station. And I'll never forget getting on the train. They didn't check our tickets. They didn't check anybody. I thought, why aren't they checking anything? Like, this is the way. And now our world is so changed. Mm-hmm. They're constantly checking everything. And I think it's created safety in the world for all of the...
It has. It's unfortunate, which is one of those things we have to do. Nobody wants to, but you got to do it.
Right.
And it's the way it is.
And I also think we can never forget.
Never.
People say, well, should they go down and read the names? You read them every year.
Yes.
For now and forever.
Forever.
Because that is ultimately, that's the kind of freedom that we're fighting for.
This is, our Pearl Harbor is what this is.
Yes, it is. And I to have been there, I know a lot of people were there, and people were there whether you were in the city or not.
Yeah.
You affected everyone.
I went down later in January and worked at Ground Zero with the Salvation Army.
Wow. So I couldn't go. I just went to Ground Zero, the museum, last year. I'm glad I went. I was there that day. Do I really need to go to this?
Yeah.
It is absolutely one of the most moving memorials I have ever been to. They really tell the story, but most important, it is it's hallowed ground, and they have preserved it in a way that I think is incredibly thoughtful. So.